This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us on a Monday afternoon. Kamala Harris and her recent realization that, you know, the economy right now, for people like you and me, it's been a little bit tough. She's got a solution for it.
We believe in a future where we lower the cost of living for America's families so they have a chance not just to get by, but to get ahead. To get ahead. Because look, while our economy is doing well by many measures, prices for everyday things like groceries are still too high.
Well, Kamala, I believed in a past where maybe we could afford the daily goods and services that we need. But those policies that she's been in charge of don't seem to be what has lowered those costs. We are joined now by Steve Moore, Distinguished Fellow in Economics at the Heritage Foundation, and also Trump Economic Advisor. Steve, welcome back to the show. She sees a future where we have lower costs and she fights inflation. How's she going to do that?
Hi, Annie. Good to be with you. Well, I don't exactly know what she's saying, because on the one hand, she's saying we're going to provide a better standard of living for workers, and yet workers have suffered a big loss in their standard of living over the last 3.5 years while Joe Biden has been president and Kamala Harris has been vice president. And so, and she, by the way, she hasn't distanced herself from the Biden policy. She's really embraced it as if it's been some kind of great success, Bidenomics. So I think Americans are going to have to decide, you know, if you think things are working out well right now in the economy and you want 4 more years of this, then you probably should vote for Kamala Harris. But if you're worried about where we're going, and I'm really worried about it, I'm really worried about a financial crisis. I'm really worried about, you know, a recession at some point that could be really painful, like we've seen, you know, like we saw in 2008. And I hope I'm wrong about that, but it just seems like everything we're doing in Washington right now is so wrong. And I think what Kamala is promising is more of the same.
Yeah. You know, we're speaking with Steve Moore right now. The thing about what we're doing right now being so wrong, it's wrong if the goals and intention that one has are like yours, which is where the people control the assets and have the opportunity to have success. I sometimes worry that the situation in this country right now is a success for the people who are in the White House, because maybe this is the outcome that they've been trying to achieve, where you need to lean on government a little bit more for the provisions that one requires to make it through the day.
Well, I live, as you know, in the swamp. I live in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area, and we're doing just fine. Thank you so much. We're doing great. The rest of the country, not so much. And so if you want to feed the beast and, you know, continue to allow government to grow and grow, then Kamala's your girl. No doubt about that. But a lot of these programs that they keep creating only benefit the people who work in and around government. And so that's kind of a warning that this may not have a happy ending. And, you know, meanwhile, Trump's out there. Did you see the latest? I don't know if you saw this yet, Annie. Is that now Kamala says she's for not taxing tips.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
What do you think? Yeah. She's got this big new idea.
They attacked the issue. Oh, my God, this is the worst issue, you know, worst idea ever. And then when they saw people like it, they said, she didn't even attribute it to Trump. She just said, I'm not going to tax tips. When 3 weeks ago, she was saying, this is the terrible idea. So it really is amazing. I call her the Kamala the chameleon, because I don't know from one day to the next. I really don't what her position is.
You know, you mentioned something in your first statement here about you're worried about where this economy could go. Yeah. And I'm thinking about Donald Trump and that hour-long presser that he stood up and answered questions from everybody. Yeah. I think he said the word depression if we don't get this thing right. How bad could it get?
Well, I think a depression is a little bit of an overstatement. You know, Trump is known to exaggeration. But I think, you know, we could be, you know, it could be really bad. I mean, look, we've borrowed you know, for, and by the way, you know, Trump's last year in office, you know, we spent too much money too. It was ever since COVID hit, we just really haven't recovered. And so you take all the spending that Trump did and then Kamala and Biden came in and doubled down on it. You know, we're spending a lot of money we don't have. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like you've got a credit card, right, Annie?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, it would be wonderful if you could just go out and spend whatever you wanted on everything you want and never have to pay it back. But this is sort of the logic of the left. We can just keep running up the credit card.
Yeah.
And that story doesn't usually have a happy ending.
That's not the way it works when I'm using my credit card. They always want their money back and then some. The policies that I've heard from Kamala Harris pretty much boil down to Donald Trump's policy of not taxing tips. The crowd went wild when she says that. I think it's
what did she say?
The no taxing tips when she just said at that rally. The crowd went wild. I think they know that she's trolling Trump. So I think that's why they love it. But she said that in the same breath where she talked about raising the minimum wage. What is the economic plan for Kamala Harris to say after 3 years in office, we really need to get inflation down?
Well, look, you know, the minimum wage is basically for starter jobs. 90% of the people, you know, make the minimum wage. It's their first job. You know, I don't know about you. My first job was minimum wage, $2.25 an hour.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. you know, so all you do is if you raise the minimum wage, you're just making it more difficult for teenagers and young people to start on the economic ladder. And if you can't get on the first rung of the economic ladder, then it's harder to get on the second and third and fourth and start to climb the ladder. So I think, I'm for a reasonable minimum wage, but, you know, in some states you're at 20. You saw what happened in California when they raised their minimum wage for McDonald's workers.
Yeah.
You know, half the restaurants closed down. So that didn't work out too well for the workers.
Yeah. Okay, so I know we only got you for about another 90 seconds here. We know what Kamala Harris wants to do, but no plan. What's Trump do to get this back on track?
Well, you know, we have basically what he did last time. We're going to start from day one drilling for all the energy we have. We're the most abundant energy country in the world. We've got oil, we've got coal, we've got natural gas, and we're going to then make sure that our tax cuts are permanent so that we have some of the lowest tax rates in the world, not the highest tax rates in the world. So we have jobs here. We're going to try to get this budget under control. I mean, you know, it's got to be, you're going to have economic growth, and there's hundreds of billions of dollars of programs that Trump has said we can live without. I don't recall a single program that Kamala Harris has said she wants to eliminate. Have you?
No, probably wants to grow them all. More money.
She said all she has is basically tax the rich. Well, guess what? You could take all the money from every millionaire and billionaire in the country, and you're not going to balance the budget because it's a middle class country. They're coming after us, folks.
Yeah, we've got to fix this in November. And I know that you're an important part of that. Steve Moore, thank you for being with us today. It's always great to speak with you.
Okay, have a great week ahead. Thanks.
Yep, you as well.
Thanks so much, Jenny. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. His book, Govzilla, How the Relentless Growth of Government is Devouring Our Economy and Our Freedom. It's really what it's all about. And he also is an economic advisor to Donald Trump. So a pleasure that he gives us some time every Monday afternoon. We often, a lot of times you'll tune in and expect to hear Steve Moore in the 1 o'clock hour like this. And when he's not here, don't turn off the radio. But a lot of times when you turn on Fox News, he's on Fox News and we're sitting in here. We know he's not coming on, or maybe he was maybe going to make it. And then you see him on the TV and you're like, okay. We were going to do that with General Kellogg today. He couldn't make it onto the show at 12:25, and he was doing a Fox hit at 12:25. So then you're like, oh, well, they weren't lying. he didn't change his schedule around this, but he was on Fox. So we appreciate the connections that we're able to have. Economically speaking, when Kamala Harris comes out and starts talking about inflation and how she knows, she understands, she gets you. She knows what it's like. You created this problem. How does she feel? Like, how does she look herself in the mirror and complain about or acknowledge the fact that you as a voter are dealing with tough times right now because inflation is killing you? Well, it's because she doesn't have to reconcile that. She doesn't even pause to look in the mirror when she's having these, when she's making these statements in front of an audience that loves her. I saw a comment here from one of our listeners, and it was talking about how, you know, all of these policy issues are a problem. Here it is. It's from Molly. Meanwhile, Trump is fixated on her rally crowds. I wonder why we all lose. there's something to that. I feel like there's a lot that can be, when you're talking about things that maybe they're important issues for people to discuss, but Donald Trump, you don't need to be the one to comment on it. It's not going to stop. We're not going to get to the point where Donald Trump stops picking on these things. He's not going to be contained. He's not going to be somebody who all of a sudden decides to approach this differently. Less is more with Donald Trump. It was perfectly exemplified in the debate against Joe Biden. He stayed out of the way. He is in a place where he knows that Joe Biden is going to be the headline after this, that he's going to be a failure in his own right, and he managed to keep it quiet. Can you find cut 22? It's not in the folder, please. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh my gosh, he's actually doing it. He's following through. He's making it happen. He's keeping his mouth shut. He's answering the questions. He had a few, you know, small zingers, but nothing that is really headline stuff. I mean, the headlines after the debate were all Joe Biden. He let that happen. And he could have very easily stepped in the way of that massive story and put himself in a position to fail in that regard. And he didn't do it. So I have hope that in the future he can do the same thing. But that is my prayer, that Donald Trump can, as the kids say, and I hate this phrase, understand the assignment and not get in his own way. It's the key point to winning this election, to not steal victory from the jaws of defeat, or whichever way you're supposed to say it. He is not a politician. Greg Gutfeld the other day nailed this one on the Five.
You can't expect a political experience from somebody who is never going to be a politician. And Trump is never going to be a politician. He wasn't raised as one. He doesn't act like one. He did a 70-minute relentless question and answer period. What should be gained from that? Like, when you walk away from that, you can go, God, I wish you would rein that in. But the thing is, the one thing that you saw, if let's say with the Five, we have millions of viewers, a lot of them don't like Trump and a lot of them are Democrats. So they're listening to me tell you why this matters. He's engaged. And that's really necessary right now. All of the pistons are working. He was there for 70 minutes. He answered every question. You can tell that he's going to be like that with everything, because he is. There's not that phony engagement of the establishment politician where they say exactly enough. It's neat and it's tidy, and it's almost impossible to remember what they said after they said it. Politicians are trained to say nothing. You know, and he can't do that. He never got that training. So I think when you're watching vintage Trump, you have to realize that this is how he's going to be in meetings with people who aren't friendly to the United States, or people who want something from America, and we demand scrutiny and reciprocity. So just replace the media with all those people. He's not a figurehead. So if you're looking at him, you're going, I can't stand it. He's not a figurehead. He's an agent. He's your agent. He's America's lawyer. He's in the room there to represent his client, America. Your needs and your concerns. He's supposed to be an you know, he's not interested in impressing the other people in the room. I want an agent or a lawyer with that relentless energy that makes people upset. And the country needs that. We've had 4 years of perk hungry elites who are there for the pomp and not for the people. So it's kind of, you have to look at this stuff as a necessity, that this guy is going to be that way in a room with people that have been screwing us over forever. Do you want him or do you want Kamala? Mm. Who do you want in that room?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You want the guy that nobody likes because they don't like him for a reason.
You know, I think Greg Gutfeld nailed it when he's explaining this. And I want to make you think for a second just about what you know about what Donald Trump would do as the president, but also how certain elements of Donald Trump make you feel. Because this is the key to the Harris Walz success. The key is to make you not think at all about what he will do, and to only make Donald Trump about what he makes you feel. And the truth of this is where I have to remind myself to step back from this too. So I'm speaking to myself when I say this. The things that Donald Trump makes you feel, it's likely for most of you, maybe not all of you, it's not as much that he invokes those emotions to you. It's the way that people who hate Donald Trump, when they talk to you, when they tweet at you, if they're commenting on social media to you, if there is an instance where you have an interaction with somebody who cannot stand Donald Trump, they're lefties. They're allowed to be lefties. They're Democrats. That's what makes this country great. We get to think for ourselves. The key is that we actually do. The emotions, the things that people, that I get frustrated about with Donald Trump when he does things, I'm not so sensitive that when he says something maybe a little extra that I'm like, gosh, that hurts me so much. I'm so hurt by it. That's not the case at all. I actually don't. As long as he's not putting us in a position where we're going to be incurring danger, I don't really care about the words that he says, or really, in fact, the words that anyone else says anyway. What matters is the meaning. What matters is the intention. The thing that the Harris Walz ticket can do to effectively beat Donald Trump is to make you bristle every time Donald Trump talks, because the next time you encounter a Trump hater, they're going to say these things to you that you feel like you have to defend, and you don't want to defend them. So don't. Are they defending Kamala Harris and her history, the way she has led into being the vice president of the United States, the things she said, the things she's done, the things that she has completely turned a purposeful blind eye to? Are they spending their time defending any of that? Of course they're not, because the whole time we're all wrapped up in trying to defend something that Donald Trump said that some softy on the other side thinks is mean and it hurts my... Just don't. You don't have to. I absolve you of the responsibility of spending time defending how Donald Trump makes people feel. You don't have to do it. It's not necessary. Just talk policies. And if they don't want to talk policies, their sensitivities, their soft emotions, you're not going to get them over that. Move on. Find somebody that cares about being able to afford the future for their kids. Find somebody who cares about living in a country where the border actually matters. Find somebody who cares about the right to make decisions about how to raise your own children and grandchildren within the moral structure that you choose for your family, because in this country, at least for now, that's still important. Find those people. Talk to them and make sure they vote. Let's speak to Congressman Mike Boss. He's coming to join us in studio here. When we return, I'm excited to have the congressman from Illinois' 12th District right in here in just a minute. He is the chair of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he's going to talk to you when we come back. Don't go away.
This is the Annie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.